I think as people are focusing on the end of this campaign, I want people to know about the big choice between ourselves and the Conservatives, and that's between a country that works for working people again or a country run for those at the top, the richest and most powerful. And there's no better symbol of the cost of living crisis than housing. That's why we're going to have zero stamp duty for 3 years under a Labour government for homes above under £300,000 to give first-time buyers a foot up onto the housing ladder. I think it'll make a big difference to first-time buyers. We're also going to give local people the priority over up to 50% of homes in local communities. So when planning permission is granted, local people know they're going to benefit. And, you know, it's about a government that is committed to building homes in our country and putting first-time buyers first. And we've shown how we can pay for it by charging higher stamp duty to people who come from outside the European Union to buy homes in our country. But I don't think homes are simply about speculation. I think that homes are places people live. It's about clamping down on tax relief for private landlords who have substandard accommodation and stopping tax avoidance by private landlords. So it's a costed plan, not funded by more borrowing or from taxes on ordinary families, but a plan to actually build homes again in our country and help first-time buyers.
Isn't it dangerous for government to intervene in the free housing market by making it more applicable to local people to buy those houses?
No, because I think local people are fed up that when homes are built in communities, far from them having first access, they seem to be at the back of the queue, and it's out-of-town buy-to-let landlords who buy the homes. And if you want people, local people, to decide for there to be planning permission for homes, they've got to feel that the local community will benefit. That's why we say, if you've lived in an area for 3 years, you'll be at the front of the queue for at least 50% of the homes.
You mentioned earlier on about fairer funding for the North East when someone questioned you about the Barnett formula. Can you expand on that? How are you going to invest in the North East, should you be in number 10 come next month?
Well, we've said that we'll have an immediate review of funding across the country, across England, because we don't think it's fair. We think that lots and lots of people are finding that in poorer areas of the country, in areas of the country that are more challenging, funding has been cut by far more than in more prosperous areas of the country. It's not fair, it's not right, and a Labour government will change it, but we'll also give more power to local people over the things that matter to them, over economic development, transport skills, and all of that.
I just want to throw in one more about the NHS, because it's not something you're very, very passionate about. You're in a constituency where the North Tees and Hartlepool NHS Foundation Trust provide healthcare. They've said that they cannot attract the quality of staff to run some of their hospitals. You're guaranteeing 20,000 new nurses across the country, 8,000 new doctors. How are you going to make staff, how are you going to appeal to staff to come and work in this part of the world?
I think we'll have to work with local people to make that happen, but I think there's a few things that we can do. First of all, morale is low in the NHS throughout the country because people feel it's understaffed and they don't have the time to care, and therefore investing in more staff will make a difference. 20,000 more nurses, as you say, 8,000 more doctors. Secondly, I believe that we can take some of the pressure off the system, which is particularly in A&E, if we can actually get people to see their GP, so we'll guarantee GP appointments within 48 hours, and have elderly people looked after better in their own homes. It's all part of an integrated plan to actually turn our health service around.
Thanks very much, guys.
Can I just throw one last question about these events, please, as well? You know, not just you, but the other leaders often speak to the party faithful at these kind of events. You're preaching to the converted out there. Is it because you're afraid to go out and meet people that don't necessarily agree with your politics?
You know, I do events all around the country where we invite different audiences. So sometimes it's party members, often it's members of the public who aren't persuaded, because I think that's the way I like to do politics. So it'll vary from place to place. But, you know, the people I have in mind in this election are the British people and the people who are wondering how to vote, and that's what we're talking about today.
And why did you want to be a bus conductor when you were seven?
Because I liked the way that the ticket machine worked, and I really wanted one of those.